very much based around metadata, which is also hard to encrypt. It's super hard to encrypt metadata. You know, it's that thing, it's this information, this data that machines need to communicate with each other. But I feel that in a way, a lot of what we're doing today, you know, has been moving a lot into the meta aspect of things. And this is something that many philosophers started working on from the mid 20th century. However, not more of, from what I found, and not more of in the prospect of language itself. It basically, like, I've been observing how a lot of our relations and our current imaginaries on the world have been circulating more around relations of, for instance, who is speaking when and where, rather than what is being said. And I feel like this crisis of the imagination that we live in is very much forgetting content itself. You know, it's as if content becomes secondary.
Plus d'un an qu'on le mentionne, et que de toute façon, vous le savez probablement déjà, on a décidé de ne pas vous le dire. Donc, on ne vous redira pas que pour se protéger de la COVID-19, il faut se laver les... On ne répétera pas encore une fois qu'il faut porter un... Et surtout, qu'il faut garder nos... avec les autres. Vous le savez, c'est la meilleure façon de combattre le virus, même lorsqu'on est vacciné. On continue de se protéger. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
This fall, one of North America's foremost documentary film festivals will take place.
Montreal International Documentary Festival.
At EDM.
A 24th edition that's more socially engaged and unifying than ever.
The program includes this year's 100 best documentaries.
Screening from November 10th to the 21st in Montreal theaters.
Also available online from November 14th to the 25th all across Canada.
Come to the Cinémathèque Québécoise, where all stories meet.
Discover the complete program at ridm.ca.
You are tuned to CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. All right, you're tuned to CKUT 90.3 in Montreal. The name of the show is If You Got Ears. I am hosting today. My name is Jeffrey Davison. We ended up there with Matt Lajoie from a brand new thing from him entitled Rusted Chalice. And the album is called Red Resonant Earth. That is out of the great Flower Room Records label, Portland, Maine. Check them out. Mostly psychedelia, a lot of guitar, but a great record label. Before that, going back to 2012, Chroma Duo out of Toronto, Rob McDonald and Tracy Ann Smith are the duo, and we heard a piece called Nitoroi, and that is the essentially the title track, in parentheses, Hidden Waters, to that title, and composed by Roland Dyens. A nod to Brazil there. Dyens was originally born in Tunisia, spent most of his life in Paris, and unfortunately passed away a few years ago or so, too early, but a really amazing composer, and a fine version of that piece of his, again, Chroma Duo. And started the show today with Jeffrey Alexander, a piece called Blue Flower from an album called Reyes that is on the Garden Portal label, a 2021 release, Garden Portal. I think they only do cassettes. Anyway, a really great little label. Jeffrey Alexander, you may know, he's been in a whole bunch of bands, not the least of which are the Iditarod and Dire Wolves, but a bunch of others. You can check it out on Discogs, which is a great source of information. Anyway, glad to be with you here today, and back to music. Stay tuned. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we just heard from the trio Garretts, Powers, Rollin, that is to say Jason Garretts, Jen Powers, and Matthew Rollin, a piece called Black Coffee that is from a 2021 release entitled Beacon. Originally, it was on cassette, then on vinyl on the labels Cardinal Fuzz and Centripetal Force. Both of those vanished quickly earlier this year, and no, I did not get a copy of that, sad to say. Anyway, amazing stuff there. Before that, a gentleman out of Brittany, who goes by the name of L'Arbre Nu, and we heard a piece called À l'Aube from Comme un enfant dans le noir. His name is Guy-Pierre Milin, and I don't know if I'm pronouncing his name correctly, but anyway, there you have it. I believe that is a 2021 release as well. And we heard at the top of that set, Francesca Terberg, T-E-R-B-E-R-G. That is her from her debut recording entitled Psalm 002 in Einem. And that came out just recently on the Phantom Limb label out of the UK. And they're based in Brighton. And they are definitely one of the music hotbeds nowadays. So much music coming out of Brighton. It is crazy. And if you go on Bandcamp, you will find that out rapidly. Anyway, you are tuned to If You Got Ears. This is CKUT Radio McGill out of Montreal. And see you on the other side of the set. Stay tuned. All right, ended that set with a musician from Montreal, Caitlin Clark, a short piece called Tempered Sequence 15 that appears on SoundCloud. That's the only thing I played on SoundCloud, from SoundCloud this morning, or today, I should say, excuse me. And I saw her about a week ago with Isaiah Ceccarelli at Resonance on Avenue Park, and that was really an amazing show. If you were at that, you're lucky indeed. Before that, someone I don't know, Afraid His Horses is the name that this musician goes by, out of Mexico City. And we heard something called Piezas, and that is from a release called Nostalgia. Again, very little information, evidently recorded very lo-fi onto cassette. That's about all that I can glean from the Bandcamp page. And we started with Bryce Iman, that from a compilation on the Ingrown Records label out of Virginia. And we heard from him A Digression of Air. That piece and the piece after that, by Afraid His Horses, definitely, or at least to me, had a vibe of that 1970s minimalism. And I really love that era of music. And there's so many great musicians that came out of that. So the legacy lives on, evidently. And I'm really glad to hear that. You are tuned to CKUT Radio. The name of this program is If You Got Ears. I am filling in today. My name is Jeffrey Davison. And I'm glad to be with you. Those three pieces seem a good introduction to the musician that we're going to start off the next set, the next hour of music with. That is Jean de Messieurs, who was born in 1921 in Montpellier and died actually rather young in 1968 in Paris, and is considered by many to be the, at least among the, if not the greatest organist of the 20th century. And definitely played a lot of the standard repertoire, but also was a composer. And not only that, but composed things that are nearly impossible to play. That is to say, things that basically only she could play. Anyway, there has been a renewed interest in her, and there has been a reissue of a bunch of her early recordings, which were mostly on Decca, again, starting in the early 1950s. And I think that's like a 6 or 8 CD set. I don't see that on Discogs yet, but if you go searching for it, I guess you probably will find it. Anyway, that is up next at the top of the hour. And I should tell you once again that you are tuned to CKUT 90.3 in stereo out of Montreal, Quebec, and on the web at ckut.ca. And of course, you can check out the schedule of other programs, again, at that same website, ckut.ca. The weekly program, brief descriptions of each, and you can dive in on the archives and check out the other programs as well. All right, stay tuned.
Attention McGill undergraduate students. Referendum is upon us. Exercise your right to vote on questions that matter to you and your campus experience. Vote in the fall referendum period from Monday, November 8th to Friday, November 12th. Look for your ballot in your McGill student email between November 8th to 12th. Let's rock the vote.
Cinema Politica is thrilled to announce a special screening of the program Queer for Palestine on November 15 at 7 p.m. at La Sala Rossa. From intimate portrayal to experimental cinema, this program of queer shorts from Palestine and Lebanon examines the intersection of gender and sexual identity with the Palestinian liberation struggle. Co-curated with programmers from Regard Palestinien and co-presented with the Feminist Media Studio and the Palestinian Youth Movement, the event is part of Queer Cinema for Palestine, the first ever 10-day film festival celebrating global queer realities and standing in solidarity with Palestinians.